Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com. I'm guessing that you would say, you know what? If you just took 30 minutes a day, if you just cut back on TV for 30 minutes a day or some other, you know, activity that's really not that important in life. This is one of the most important things you can do for your children. Yeah, they may get really good at ice hockey. They may be the captain of the soccer team. But if they go away to college, even a Christian college, and they lose their faith, they abandon their faith, they jettison their Christian faith because they're not equipped and not prepared, because you, mom and dad, and I'm not trying to beat up on parents, I'm just saying, let's evaluate what's really important here. And the materials are out there, Nancy. Your book is one great example of that. You know, Lee Strobel has those series of books for children. You know, I think there's three or four of them. The case for Christ for kids, the case for a creator for kids. So you can even start early. So, talk to that parent who maybe thinks this is just, these things are just too big for my head.
Well, and also there's the stereotype that it's for intellectuals, right? It's for people who read books and spend their lives in a library. So to counter that stereotype, let me tell you about, Lecrae, the hip-hop artist Lecrae.
Lecrae, I love Lecrae.
Lecrae has been promoting my book, Total Truth. And he's now reading through Finding Truth, my newest book. And this was a stereotype breaker, okay, right? This is a young man who grew up here in Houston, by the way. But his father abandoned the family at a young age. He got involved with drugs and gangs and sex, all the negative things that young people get involved with often when their families break apart. And it was when he was a teenager that Christians reached out to him, and he became a Christian. But what's fascinating, he said, the real transformation was not just my conversion. My real transformation happened when I discovered that Christianity is a total worldview, that Christianity does have something to say about the public realm, about economics, about politics, about science, about the arts. For him in particular, being a hip-hop artist, he was very concerned to work out a Christian perspective on the arts and music. And he says, in fact, this is a direct quote. He said, Christianity is not just religious truth, it is total truth.
Mm.
So this helps us to break the stereotype. We're like ordinary people. My kid may not be the intellectual who wants to sit in his room and read all day, but he still is made in God's image. He still has a mind. He still wants to make sense of things. Finding Truth has one chapter that starts with an anecdote of a football player who never thought he cared about the world of ideas, but who started having a crisis of faith at the end of high school, went to LaBrie, and discovered that he did need to have answers. We're all made in God's image. We need to learn how to love God with all our mind, as well as our heart, soul, and strength. And I think that helps parents recognize too that, you know, it's the potential is in your kid. And if he doesn't get it, here's an email I received recently. A woman said, "I was raised in a home where the rule was that Christians should not expose themselves to non-biblical ways of thinking." She said, "But when I read your book, I discovered I had unconsciously absorbed ideas from secular philosophers like Rousseau and Kant, are the ones she mentioned. She'd never studied their ideas. How many kids are reading philosophy like Rousseau and Kant? And yet their ideas have permeated Western culture." And she said, "Because I had not studied them, I had no critical grid to recognize and reject them." And see, this is where, if you know, a vacuum will be filled by something else. If you're not learning a Christian worldview, you will end up absorbing secular views on all of the rest of life. You know, you may have church, you may have your devotional life, your Bible studies, but on all the rest of your life, you may be absorbing secular ideas without even knowing it. So that's why God calls us to be intentional and aware of what's happening in our minds so that we can serve and love him with our minds as well as the rest of life.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.